As president, Donald Trump is also head of the Republican Party, and he denied today that it is a party divided, despite evidence to the contrary, including prominent Republicans yesterday calling him an habitual liar and a danger to democracy. Here's chief congressional correspondent Nancy Cordes.
Members of Congress ought to speak out.
Arizona Republican Jeff Flake's call to arms was met with mutiny today as GOP colleagues refused to open fire on Mr. Trump.
Yet I'm still on very good terms with the president.
He's very focused on getting results.
Our job is to put our head down and start legislating.
They're holding back partly because the Trump White House is key to their agenda on issues like tax reform.
We now have a president who will sign it.
The yeas are 50. The nays are 50.
Just last night, Vice President Pence cast a tie-breaking vote, enabling Republicans to block an Obama-era rule that would have allowed consumers to band together to sue banks for wrongdoing.
The Vice President votes in the affirmative, and the joint resolution is passed.
We have great unity.
The president insisted today that party friction has been overblown.